Avenue Tunnel, starring the Black Chief of the Family Jay Tunnel, with Gene Austin and the music of Jimmy Greer. As a parent, the future development of your children depends on the food essentials you give them now. If they don't get enough calcium, phosphorus, and sunshine vitamin D, they can't have strong bones and sound teeth. If they don't get enough iron in their food, they won't have rich red blood. If they don't get enough proteins and carbohydrates, they just can't fill out properly. That's why thousands of parents are serving their children Kokomalt regularly, because Kokomalt is a delicious food tonic rich in all these vital food essentials. If you aren't doing so now, start serving Kokomalt to your children. Get a can tomorrow. It's spelled C-O-C-O-M-A-L-T. Once again, we bring you the Park Avenue family. As you know, Joe's father and mother have been away in a long yachting trip, and they are expected home today. We find Joe Penner, the Black Chief, planning a celebration in honor of his parents' homecoming. Here he is, Joe Penner.
Be it ever so humble, there's no place like...
Ow! Please, Master Joseph, get down off that ladder.
Don't bother me. I'm putting up some decorations, doing a little carpenter work.
But you can't even hit a nail.
Oh, no? Take a look at my thumb.
Just wait till your father sees what you've done to the plaster. Why don't you get a regular carpenter to do that work?
I am a carpenter. Didn't you know I used to be in the construction business? That is, until the foreman fired me.
Yes, but why did he fire you?
Well, you see, Garby, a foreman is a fellow that stands around and watches the men work.
What's that got to do with it?
Well, he got jealous of me. People thought I was the foreman. See who that is, Godfrey.
I beg to announce it's Miss Penelope Trippington from next door.
Joseph, it's too divine, seeing you. It's too, too divine.
Oh, it's too, 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 too,
too divine. Oh, but I mean, to think that you're making paint of this room, isn't it thrilling? Because, I mean, it's thrilling.
Oh, definitely. That is, oh, but definitely.
Oh, but I mean, I'm so excited. I hope you don't think I'm silly. I mean, you don't think.
Oh, you don't think I mean you're silly. I mean, if your mater and painter were coming home, you'd be just like I am.
Why? How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, it's so simply perfectly marvelous. You're just as excited as a little boy with his first pair of long trousers.
Trousers?
Yes, trousers. You know, long palms.
Oh, of course, long palms. Those things us men wear with a coat and a box.
Of course, my dear boy, you should have some entertainment at your party. I still sing for your guests.
No, I'd rather have some entertainment.
But your parents enjoy music, don't they?
Well, I know my father likes music because one night after a lodge meeting, he came home with a manhole cover and he tried to play it on the big trauma.
Then that's settled. I shall sing 10,000 Leaves Are Falling.
But really, Miss Pleasanton, I didn't know you could sing.
You didn't? Why, you attended my last Park Avenue concert.
Oh, that's right, I
did, yeah. Didn't you notice how my voice filled the hall?
Yeah, I saw several people leaving to make room for it.
Flatterer. Let me run through a few notes. Just to give you an idea.
What's that?
I'm just loosening up.
Sounds like you're falling apart. Make it lower.
All right. 5,000 leaves.
What's the matter? Are you stuck in the top of the tree there?
On the top of the tree. Don't you think I have the voice of a thrush and the range of a nightingale?
Yeah, if I had a rock, I could kill two birds with one stone.
Now play Joy Hodges sing.
When I swing low. A little swing can do more than anything else for you. Swing out, swing. It's not a thing. Let's begin. You'll never get the hint if your swinging is up today. Now when you're one and only complain that is lonely and blue. A red nickel campaign would do more than champagne to see.
Those balloons and I'll fasten them in place.
Be careful now. Oh, dear me, it broke.
Oh, well, that's all right. I like to start things off with a bang.
pardon me, sir. May I help you and Miss Whittington with the balloons?
Sure, Godfrey. Hand me that big red one.
Yes, sir. Are these balloons through the hot air?
Yes. Mr. Penner blew them up himself.
Good.
Oh, what a charming idea. Here's a balloon with your father's picture on it.
Well, that's my pop.
why not try the green one, sir?
Try this purple one. I wonder why all the balloons break.
I can't understand. I'm using small nails. Answer the door, Gossie. That's probably my and Pa.
Oh, no. It's two men with our piano.
Oh, that's right. I had to turn out to be tuned.
Hello, Penner. We're the piano movers. Thump it and bump it. I'm Thump it, and here's my partner.
Hello, Joe. I'm Thump it.
Godfrey, they're the crumpets of Thump it and Bump it.
They'll take play roles or lump it.
Listen, how are we going to get this big piano through this small doorway?
Well, take the door off.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey. Is that the way to take a door off?
Take it off? I thought you said break it off.
I think we can get it through now. All ready, Pumpet?
Okay, Snuppet. It sucks. Give that front leg a twist.
Ow! That's my leg!
I wondered why it was wearing a red sock.
We can't get this shanner in here unless we take a leg off.
All right. You want 2-1 on your side.
Ow! That's my leg here!
It can't be. This one's got a green sock on.
Well, it's my other leg.
Yeah. Who ever heard of a pair of socks, one green and one red?
Well, there's nothing funny about that. I got another pair upstairs just like them.
Come on, Bumpet. I'll squeeze this back leg through the door.
That's my leg again.
Hey, what are you, a centipede?
There's only one way we can get this piano through the door.
How can you do it?
We'll just break it in small pieces.
Yeah, but then I won't be able to play it.
Oh, so you're the type that worries about trifles. Puppet, hand me that up.
Gee, fellas, take it easy. This is the first piano I ever had.
We're even. This is the first one we've ever moved.
Look, Mr. Piano Moves, why not shove the piano through this bay window?
That's a good idea. Here we go.
Oh, that's my bay window.
We'll try it again. 1, 2, 3. Something thought the window was open.
Yeah, the joke's on me. I broke your window. Isn't that funny?
It sure is great.
Now that the can is in, where shall we put it?
Oh, just pile it up alongside the fireplace.
Hey, we better see if it still works. I'll knock off a little bitty.
Hey, it won't play. No wonder. Look. What became of the string?
Oh, them things. I didn't want to forget to bring the piano, so I tied the strings around my fingers.
Come on. Let's finish this job. I've got a date.
All right. I'll take one side, you take the other, and Joe, you get underneath.
No, I gotta go mix the salad.
Get underneath.
Get underneath these strings.
1, 2, 3.
Who are we?
When you push the piano, think about me. Out!
How cowardly you gave me your heart. And cowardly I broke it, sweetheart. I took each tender kiss you gave to me. Every kiss made you a slave to me. Then callously, I told you goodbye. But now at night, I wake up and cry. I wish I knew a way to find the love I threw away so carelessly. How carelessly you gave me your heart. And carelessly I broke it, sweetheart. I took each tender kiss you gave to me. And every kiss made you a slave to me. Then callously I told you goodbye. But now at night I wake up and cry. I wish I knew a way to find the love I threw away so carelessly.
Miss Livingston, everything is ready for the party. Now if only Mom and Pa would get here.
I'd better inspect the dinner table. Good heavens, the butter is all melted.
Well, I melted it myself.
What for?
Well, the last time I tried to put cold butter on the crack of my knife slipped and I buttered my arm all the way to the elbow.
Well, Well, we must take care of the seating arrangements.
Yeah.
Would you like to sit next to your parents or next to me?
Next to the roast beef.
I think I shall have Lord Weatherstrip sit on your right hand.
No, you better sit on my left hand. I use my right hand to cut my steak.
Oh, but your father is going to sit on your left hand.
Well, if you're going to sit on both my hands, then somebody will have to sit in my lap and feed me. And that must be time my mouth. How do I look?
Why should I spoil your whole evening?
It's not your father, Mother. It's the first guest, Lady Diana Fishbait.
Penelope. Oh, Diana. I'm overwhelmed. I'm overjoyed.
I'm over here.
Young man, take my coat.
What for? I'm not cold.
Oh, that certainly is a divine coat you have, Lady Fishbait. Yes, it's genuine steel.
Yeah, the steel's still on at 1085 Bloomberg's basement.
I beg to announce it is Miss Betty Brownbread and Mr. Rodney Beans.
Oh, brown bread and beans. They must go together.
Yes, I'm engaged to Rodney.
And I'm engaged to Betty.
I'm going on my honeymoon with Rodney.
I'm going on my honeymoon with Betty. What a coincidence.
Why don't you get married too, Mr. Penner?
Oh, you don't want me with you.
I'm sorry we're late.
Yes, we were down at the beach.
Betty, you're so nice and brown.
She's the apple of my eye. Apple brown Betty.
I beg to announce Mr. Stuyvesant Tibblebottom, Esquire.
Hello. How are you? Take my coat.
Yes, sir.
Take my hat.
Yes, sir.
Take my cane.
Yes, sir.
Now, Miss Twittington, will you take my arm?
Does that come off, too?
dinner is served.
Penelope, did you hire a new waiter to help Gotsy serve?
Yes. Here he comes now with the soup.
Why, it's Dr. Word Waitress. What are you laughing at?
The soup.
The soup isn't funny.
Wait till you taste it.
Hey, I thought you were a doctor. When did you learn to be a waiter?
In my waiting room. Get it?
Doctor, take this back. I thought I told you to serve alphabet soup.
I didn't want you to read at the table.
And another thing, Waddy, there's a splinter in my cottage cheese.
What did you want, the whole cottage?
What is this terrible stuff on my face?
It's so tough I can't chew it.
Well, it's supposed to be Hungarian goulash.
Waiter, I must say this is not very good goulash.
I can't understand it. I used a pair of your best goulashes.
Well, take it away and bring in the chicken.
Okay, here's the chicken.
You can't serve chicken this way. It'd just be nice and brown.
All right, I'll take him to the beach tomorrow.
Waiter, what did you do with the gravy?
I put it on the ice cream.
Well, why don't you put it on the potatoes?
Who ever heard of putting gravy on potatoes?
Yeah, that's silly.
Mr. Penner, I've had enough. This napkin is stuck to my dress.
Mine too.
And mine too.
This is an outrage.
Dr. Wetley, what's the meaning of this?
That's one of my latest inventions.
What do you mean?
Napkins with fly paper on one side so they won't slip off your lap.
Thousands of men and women will tell you that their favorite lullaby is Kokomo. This famous iron-rich food tonic, taken hot at bedtime, is helping them to get hours of sound, healthful, drugless sleep every single night. If you've been suffering from sleeplessness, by all means, try this soothing lullaby. A hot cup of Kokomo just before you go to bed. Kokomo is sold in half-pound, one-pound, and five-pound cans by grocery and drug stores in the United States, Canada, and 52 other countries throughout the world.
So far, your party is certainly success, Joseph. But don't you think we ought to have some entertainment?
Well, I hired a famous magician to mystify them. guess.
You don't need any help.
Gee, I hope that's my car.
No, sir, I beg to announce it's the magician you ordered.
Hello, Mr. Fenner.
Greetings, Fenner, add it to your hat. There's the puzzle. I'm known as Pisces the Magician Gizbar.
Are you the great escape artist?
Of course. I can break my way out of boxes, throwing stages, and I can even get out to Iron Bar.
That's fine, but why were you so late getting here?
I got locked in my room.
I can't get over, huh? I'll introduce you to my guest.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to present Bernstein Ginsburg, the magician.
Who applauded?
I did.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for my white face, what would you like to have disappear?
Joe Penner.
That isn't fair. You deaf dog already.
I'll smash you.
Now, for trick number two. If there is some gentleman in the audience who has a what?
It's going to be hard finding one.
A what?
No, a gentleman.
Trick number three. Mr. Tanner, hold this silk hat.
Right.
Now, I place these three handkerchiefs in the hat.
Right.
A red one.
Right.
A light one.
Right.
And a blue one.
Right.
Right. And now.
Right.
And now, pull one of the handkerchiefs out of the hat.
Okay.
Without looking, I'm going to tell you what color it is. It's red.
No.
It's white.
No.
Then it's blue.
No, it's green.
How can it be? I put red, white, and blue in the hat. How could you get green?
I got the lining.
Trick number four. And now, thank you. And now I would like to see a charming young lady come up on the stage.
So would I.
Will I do?
Oh, you're pleasant. What's your name?
Betty Brown Bread.
What's your telephone number?
Whose trick is this? Now, would you mind taking off one of your shoes?
Right.
Right.
Right or left. It makes no difference. Now, into your shoe before a gallon of water.
Hey, you can't do that. Well, you're wrecking my shoes.
Yeah, how are you going to get the water out?
That's easy. This is a pump. This is a trick I learned from my father.
And here's a trick I learned from my mother.
Ow!
Trick number five.
For my last demonstration, I'll do the trick that my brother and I made famous in India. Lend me your hat.
Okie dokie, hokey pokey.
Now, let me have your watch and your necktie.
Right.
You place your necktie, a vat, and a half dozen eggs in the hat.
Right.
Then this mess the egg.
Hey, what kind of a trick is this? Now you got egg all over everything, and my watch is broken.
Don't worry. Everything's going to come out all right.
Mm-hmm.
My brother and I did this trick in India.
Mm-hmm.
Using a few magic words, everything returns to normal.
I hope so.
Don't worry. Now, press the change on. Instant, you give a crank.
Hey, this mess is still in my hat.
Hey, I can't understand it. My brother and I did this trick in India.
Well, then why don't you change everything back to normal?
That must be the part my brother knows.
Joe Fenner sings the song, A Serious Word. The period of convalescence from any illness is often the most disheartening time of all. It seems to be such uphill work to regain your normal strength and energy. That's why I'd like to remind you that Cocomalt is proving helpful to thousands of convalescents. That's because Cocomalt is not only wonderfully nourishing and so easy to digest, but it's so delicious that it tempts the most finicky appetite. Just listen to what a man from North Arlington, New Jersey has written to us.
Please accept this unsolicited testimonial. Just a year ago, my daughter was discharged from a hospital after having been saved by the marvelous work of the doctor. The chief recommendation for her diet on her return home was Cocomalt. And believe me, when these doctors recommended Cocomalt, they put the finishing touch on a real job. How she built up. It was a pleasure to watch her thrive. Today, she's so robust that it seems those 2 months of anxiety were but a bad dream.
That's an interesting letter. And it's typical of scores of letters describing how Cocomalt is helping to build up children and adults. Remember that Kokomol is a food tonic that is used and prescribed by thousands of doctors. If anyone in your family is convalescing, serve Kokomol for 30 days and see if it doesn't help them as it has so many others. Get a can from your nearest grocery or drugstore.
Hurry, Godfrey. Answer the door. That must be my pa.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. It's a special delivery letter for you.
Oh, Godfrey, I hope nothing has happened to him.
Open it, sir, and see what it says.
Okay. Says, dear son Joseph, I don't want you to feel too disappointed when I tell you that your father and I will be unable to attend the party you planned for us.
Oh, that's too bad, Master Joseph.
A sudden turn in your father's business will keep us in the South indefinitely. But my son, it was very sweet of you to go all the trouble of having the party for us. Let the rest of the family call you a black sheep, but to me, you're the finest son in the world. Be a good boy, and don't forget to wash behind your ears and take out the ashes and mow the lawn, sweep the sidewalk, and dust the living rooms and mop the kitchen floor. Your loving mother.
Oh, cheer up, Master Joseph. I've got good news for you.
Yeah? What is it?
I beg to announce that the party's over.
That means that at last I can learn.
And I beg to announce that the guests have all left.
That means that the food is all gone. I gave this affair to my father and mother. I hope they'd be here with my sister and brother.
But you didn't know a face or a name. Of any of those who came.
So Godfrey, let us be lonely together, and we'll never be lonely alone.
It's hard to fight against life by yourself when you are thrown on your own. You had your friends in fair weather,
but when it storms, I have none. Let's be lonely together, and we'll never be lonely alone. They ate up all our food. The manners were vicious. He snatched up the table and smashed all the dishes. Burned holes in my chairs and spilled soup on the floor. And even smashed the glass when they slammed the front door. He left my new radio, tore down the curtains. What they didn't ruin wasn't worth written. The way that our place looked, sure is a crime. But as they left, they said they had a fairly nice time. Had our friends when we had it. Now that we're broke, they have flown. So let us be lonely together. And we'll never be lonely
Los Angeles, the voice of Hollywood.